This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a business and you're having trouble with cashiers and you'd like to find an easy way to take care of your customers, check out self-checkout. That's right. Walmart, Home Depot, Costco does it. Works like a champ. Southwest has a system where you can actually do meat and produce scales. They've been in business for over since 1975. They're highly recognized nationally. Jeff and Mark own the company. They will come to your location, and if your system fits their system, it won't cost you any more than if you were going to buy a cash register. But the bonus to Southwest Point of Sale is their 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day service. I've gone cross-country with Mark picking up a vehicle, and he literally takes care of customers on the phone the whole time we're on the road. And the key is, if you're open, they're open. Southwest Point of Sale, 800-540-2149. Or go to southwestpos.com. And a big shout-out, San Diego Gear and Axle. Steve is the man. Just had a knee replacement, and he only took a couple days off. He's out there working on two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel, you name it. He works on it, 1488 Pioneer Road. Go to sdgearaxle.com. Whether you're a drag racer, circle track racer, he can do it all. And if you have a BMW, Mini, or a Porsche, Black Forest Motorsports, over 40 years experience. They were just up at Willow Springs running Porsches, but they do general repair as well. So if you want a dealer alternative at a better price, 880 66 Engineer Road, just go to blackforest.com. All right, you filled the house again.
Yes, we have a full house.
You know, the fire department just called on you. I just wanted you to know. I think you broke a law.
It's going to be worth it.
Our
regular listeners may recall, because we have return guests.
I've seen them more today than you
have. Yeah, that's very true. Today, though, they are back because they're going to emphasize one track in particular. Though the guests to my left, they prefer to go straight. The guests to the right prefer to go roundy round, and both tracks are found at Irwindale Speedway. So we want to really emphasize,
because I don't think a lot of people know there's
there.
A drag strip there.
Exactly. So to my left, I have drag racer Kelly Anderson and her husband Paul.
Yep.
And to my right, I have roundy round circle track racer Charlie Carty and his father Keith.
Right. And Charlie won last night
in the dirt, though. But we're going to talk about Irwindale this.
Were you
segment
in the you weren't in the dirt last night.
Oh.
No, yeah. I was at Irwindale.
Oh, he was there too? Oh, my gosh.
And he's got himself a trophy, first place. And
I thought you won at Barona because you play in the dirt too.
Yeah, but not last night.
Oh.
And this is the rental program that you're in.
Okay, what's the name of that series? There's a formal name for that series.
Junior Spec Late Models.
There we go.
You know, I should have wrote that down because I was telling somebody on air, and I couldn't remember the name of it. But
it's the spec, which we emphasized last time you were in here.
And the kicker was Jason Ostell, even though Jason's interviewed him before. I always love saying, okay, so how old are you?
12.
How many races have you won?
Around 48.
Oh, my gosh.
Wouldn't you just love to have that?
What? Does that include dirt track or just the asphalt at Irwindale?
That's like everything combined except for the fairs and K1 speed.
But
so it's a bigger number when you include
pull the
that?
Mic over.
Wait,
if you
what?
Need to talk.
Yeah.
So it's mini dwarfs, junior sprints.
That's dirt, dirt.
Dirt, dirt. And then
trophy carts.
Trophy carts. Now stock cars.
And that's at Irwindale. So,
no, just all different types of racing.
Yeah,
Corona,
all kinds.
Lucas Oil, just all kinds of different.
You just got to be careful when you get close to him with a steering wheel.
Yeah, he'll take over the seat.
He'll just take it and go win something. But you know what kills me about this kid?
How humble and polite
he is. He's so nonchalant.
I love him. Yeah. Instant fan.
48 races. Yeah. Hey, I got 3 in go-karting, and I think I should be at the Indy 500. Okay, and he's got 48. Yeah. Do you have all your trophies?
Yeah.
Where are they?
In the bathroom.
What?
In the bathroom? Wait a minute. You're remodeling your house, right?
Correct.
Okay. Are you going to build... Right. You never mentioned this morning. Are you going to build a trophy room?
We are, definitely. Or at least a spot in his room for them.
Golly.
Well, I can't help but think of David Bailey last week where he just kind of lost count of all his trophies.
Yeah.
But I'm going to circle us back to Irwindale because of the time.
Yep.
Can you tell us the size of that track? You're the circle track because I got the straight lady... To my left, do we know the size of Irwindale's circle track?
So there's 2 tracks. We run the small track, which is a 1/3 mile, and there's an outer track, which is a 1/2 mile.
All right,
but you never run the 1/2 mile, right?
No,
not yet.
Not yet. Like he's 12 right? years old.
Not yet, right? Not yet.
Jason Ossell says well, when I was 12 years old, I rode a Schwinn bicycle.
Yeah. True story. Are there nice stands there?
Can you
describe it for the listeners who have not been there?
Well, never go in the stands, right?
He's focused on just the... Well, do you like the asphalt? You like that track?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fast, even though it's small, but it's pretty quick. I've been there in the stands. I've been there in the media room. I was so impressed going into the media room. You're sitting there, and people bring you results of every race.
Oh. That's
on a
nice.
Piece of paper.
That's nice.
And I'm going, and it's print, and it's typed. I mean, it's not even hand scratched. I'm going, whoa, so-and-so got this time, especially when they're doing qualifying. So how much older do you need to be to go to your next division, or how long can you stay in this division?
I can stay in the division I'm in now until I think I'm 16.
Oh, okay. Is that kind of the game plan?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, well,
we'll go into probably Legends next. One more year.
Yeah, pull that mic over. Just grab it.
One more year of junior spec and then Legends.
You mean like the asphalt version of a dwarf car?
Correct.
Legend?
Yeah. That's like we're playing with that, and we're building a spec Miata right now too. So we've
for him.
Yeah, we already have it.
How exciting is that?
How old do you have to be to run the Miata?
I'm not sure.
It's
13.
Oh, yeah.
13. 13. Oh, my gosh. 13.
You know what kind of pressure you've just put on yourself?
What?
If
no.
you fail your driver's test when you turn 18, you're in serious trouble because we are going to get on you because you can't be drifting into the
turns. I know.
That's
what I was just thinking, drifting into a parking spot.
Can you imagine the driver instructor hanging on for dear life?
Yeah, you might not want to tell the driver instructor what you do.
You know what you should
fun?
Do? Seriously, when you go to take your driver's test, bring a helmet.
That's awesome.
And hand it to the driving instructor.
Awesome.
Say, you might want to put this on, sir.
Yeah, you can have 5-point restraints in the car you take your test in.
See, that's what's great when you get old. You can have all the fun you want with those people.
He's just staring at it. What are you, 12 again? You're 12?
Yeah.
Okay, he's just staring at us.
All right, we got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
All right, one of the other cool things about the Irwindale Roundy Round track is before everything starts, they have an autograph session. For all the different categories. All the kids get out, the adults, every category of the race of that night, get out on the track and get in line. And it's wide open to the public to come down and get an autograph session.
Thank
it's really cool.
Paul.
Yeah.
So you must have hero cards, as they call them.
Yeah.
And you autograph them and give them to the fans. Do you have a following of people that can't wait to come down and say hi?
Usually.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not
he's
into
so
it.
He's so focused.
He's super humble.
Yeah.
Well, he's you're there to race, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's because, and you have to stay focused. What do you do before a race? Do you do anything like a ritual?
No, not really.
Do you wear the same underwear at every race?
Thanks for saying out loud what I was thinking, Dave. That's why we're a good team.
Sorry.
That was in my head. Thank you.
Well, you know, there are, if you look at any history of racers, drag racing as well, we're going to get to you. Have no fear. And that some people have special socks. They put their shoes on a certain way.
Bandana for me.
Is yours a bandana?
Got to have my suicidal tendency bandana.
Okay.
Yes.
So if somebody hit it, would you have a heart attack?
I would have a little meltdown.
Are you listening to that, Steve? Have some fun.
Well,
hide your bandana.
If my dad's listening, he knows.
Oh, so he's...
On my way to my first national, it flew out the window.
What?
Yes.
Did you go back and get it?
We tried. We did not find it.
You, well, you know, you should have two.
Well, I do have multiple now. He said that was the slow bandana anyway. Yeah.
So you've got what, one more race?
Correct.
Then what are you going to do?
Oh, with this series?
Yeah.
Then what are you going to do?
Probably Legends and then continue the Junior Specs.
Okay. Because you still got a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
Are you helping build a house?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
With the garages what, and
dude, no.
Store all the cars?
No, he's already. No, this is called helping the wife out because they've got this massive garage and the wife, they live in a 500 square foot house. So they got no place
is
to live.
Is there truth to this, Keith?
It's 1,200 square feet.
Like what's the square footage of the garage?
Oh, there's
yeah.
A couple.
Yeah.
Collectively, more than 2,000?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my.
Talk about a dream.
Wait, but I remember Kelly's is air-conditioned, right?
Oh, our shop? Yes. Yeah, it's air-conditioned.
I work out, ladies and gentlemen, non-air-conditioned in the East County in a one-car garage.
Excuse me. You have a chandelier.
Oh, you're right.
A crystal chandelier.
I do chandelier. Have a chandelier in that non-air-conditioned so one-car when she, garage and then she that has, I race out.
And you have your sound system between the chandelier and the music.
I have a boom box.
Yeah, and you sweat 3 or 4 pounds off every summer.
When it's 94 degrees, I tell myself, I'm done.
Yeah, I can do.
94 degrees inside the garage.
Exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, we're going to chat with Barona. And don't forget... Kelly's coming right around the corner. We're going to talk to her. The only reason she didn't go first is because she just goes straight. Right? Does that work?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. Ladies FM, first.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Okay, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes better care of you than El Cajon Ford. Right there on ElCajonMotors.com. They are at 1595 East Main Street in lovely El Cajon. That's El Cajon Ford. New used service. They work on anything and everything in the shop. All right, we got Dirt Dude online.
You showed up, dude.
About
Yay.
Time. What are you doing, brother?
It's another fine day. How about you guys?
Just living the dream. Got four full of racing, whether you want to go straight or in a circle. We got Charlie Carty going in circles, and then we have Kelly
Anderson
dragging. We're trying to put a little love to Irwindale Speedway because, you know, Irwindale, like I said, nobody really knows where they're at any given moment. So we're trying to let people know to go up, watch some amazing racing. And I think the racing at Irwindale is every other drag racing one. Oh, so drag racing's every Thursday?
They test every Thursday.
When do the actual race?
Or are they just different. Test? A lot of testing and then some occasional events.
Okay, how far is your track from the circle track?
It's next door. It's how far?
It's about a quarter mile.
Okay, so it's almost, well, Barona's a lot closer than that.
It's all the same parking lot.
Gotcha.
And there's a drift box in between the two.
Brad.
There you go, Carly. You gonna do drifting?
Probably not.
Come on, you got a Miata.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, and that Miata.
Give it a shot. Your dad could just buy more tires. So how'd it go last night, Dirt Dude?
You got to include Charlie's done off-road, too. He had a trophy card of that before, too, right?
Yes, he did. Now he's going into Legends, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I think Legends are way cooler looking than dwarf cars.
They are pretty cool with the side, the running boards. Or
I just think they're a cooler looking car. Don't you think so, Charlie?
They run a spec 1200 motor, so it's like a Yamaha, I think, 1200. Everyone runs the same motor, so it's not like where the dwarf cars, they can run different variations from different manufacturers. Legends are a stock motor, or a set motor class.
Spec class.
Spec class on motor, yeah.
All right, so how'd it go last night? What time did you get home?
We got in Fort Wayne. I got home probably like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So it wasn't bad. Wasn't bad as opposed to other nights. Wish it could have been better. Had a couple long reds that just kind of killed the night a little bit. Nothing major, though. Just cars get together and it's like deep into each other. Like, you know, the fender was wrapped around another tire and it's like you have to get them apart. So Heat race in Maine, that both happened. We'll start off with our junior drivers, Cody Benkner in our junior sprints, got a main event win. Charlie Gate in the Sportsman Minidorf, main event win. And in the Masters Minidorf, Cody Isabella got a main event win. On to our sport compacts. Amanda McAllister won the trophy dash for a couple hundred dollars. And Chris Neiman got a main event win. And that was the IMCA. We finished our IMCA divisions, the IMCA Sport Compacts, IMCA Modifieds, Cole Dick got a main event win and was the 2023 points champion for Brona Speedway.
Yay.
Harvin, that's great. Yeah, absolutely. God, I used
Pure
to.
Stocks, we had 24 show up last night. Man, it was it was brutal. It was brutal. we ended up having to go. We had a long red on that one. It's 20-minute red, and it took. We gave him 20 minutes to try and do 20 laps, and we got almost 10 laps in 20 minutes. So we ended up throwing the end on that one. Joe Malone got a main event win, and onto the IMCA stock car street stocks. Brian Fitzgibbons got a main event win and champion, and the IMCA Sport Mods. Steven Lutz got a main event win. Dave Capello was the track champion. And on to dwarf cars. David Taff came from, like, out of nowhere. He started fourth. And I think he one time had a little bit of a sleeping moment and hit the wall.
Yeah.
And I guess that woke him up because he went right to the front after that. So he got around Robert Peters. So top three in that. David Taff got a main event win. Robert Peters second. And Tristan Peters was third. And that was a good battle through that one. So, next race is in 2 weeks. I don't have an idea who's showing up yet. I know we're starting. It's the end of the IMCA points, so we did our IMCA champions.
Charlie Carty's going to be there.
He's going to show up in the junior sprint, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, is he teammates with Kiara Busch yet, or is that like teammates, or is this friends?
Yeah, we're teammates.
So is she gonna start running your car, one of your cars, or what?
She already is running one of our cars. That was Mikey Fing's old car that she's been running for the past like two races. It's just been sitting around in our garage. We got it up and running, so that she could drive it.
How she was did, running someone else's before though, right? Because she had that blue car
Gary's.
That was.
Yeah.
Oh, that Gary. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so and we're like I said, we're finishing IMCA points, so now we're just going to Brona points for all of our divisions that are left. We're going to start the spooky series for the end of the season. We're going to do the trunk or treat, I think, on the last race of the year. So we have three races left in the season at Brona now.
Three races.
Not enough.
I know.
Never
season
enough.
Went by too quick.
Never enough.
All right. So other than that, so the spooky series, we'll have to get Novak in here to tell folks about that. Or track.
We're still working. Oh. Yeah, it's going to be like the spooky series. I think it's going to be for the whole track, but it's going to be more of a series that they're doing for the junior drivers.
Sure.
Covering everything. And then, like I said, the last race of the season will be the trunk or treat. Everyone can come down on the track during intermission and, you know, meet the drivers, check out the cars, and do candy exchange.
You're saying series, so is it more than one night?
The series?
Yeah, the spooky series.
Spooky series will be like, the last three races.
All right. And last week they were saying they're still looking for sponsors. I'm sure it would never hurt to have more sponsors a week later.
I talked to Growing Up Garages guys last night, and he filled me in. He goes, usually we end the points champions for junior drivers on the same night as IMCA, but it's still going to continue on. So basically the spooky series will be just three races that's extra, but it's not like they're going to be separate prizes for that, but still overall points for the season will be at the last race.
We've got Growing Up Garage in on October 15th. So maybe he can help elaborate before the last race.
Elaborate.
Yeah. Jeremy.
Yeah, those guys are great. They did the whole winner's circle in the pits for all the junior drivers, and then they come out and then they do a meet and greet that is like the whole tent that they brought out, cars and drivers, and like they get everyone, you can come down, check out the car, sit in it, you know, pretty much if you have any questions, they're there to answer everything to get you going.
Cool.
Super cool. Listeners, if you're thinking of getting a little one into racing, I encourage you to encourage them to sit in a car, because I still remember the first car I sat in.
Really? Yeah. Where was it?
It was a stock car. I think it was Lynn's, actually. Really? She's retired now, but Lynn had a purple and black stock car. And then I remember the first
And you didn't
car.
Even start it? You just sat in
I
it?
I didn't want to break anything. I didn't want to touch anything. And then I remember being invited into the first dwarf car to sit in, and so...
Yep.
Just if you want to get your kid hooked, that might be the way. Kelly, do you remember the first car you sat in, race car that you sat in?
I didn't really ever sit in a race car until I got older.
You just bought one. Well, same here. Mine was at 42.
One. Yeah, we just bought one.
Yeah.
So did you ever have any experience racing before you went racing?
No.
No.
Nope.
Just going to the grocery store.
Yep. Just faster going to the grocery
than,
store.
Faster than that little
Beat
old
that
man.
Time.
Yep. You don't get caught.
No, we never get caught because you don't do that on the streets. No. All right, so you're running 2 weeks. What's on the schedule?
I didn't know.
Well, basically, I wanted to throw something back in there. Oh. We're talking about these junior drivers. Well, we're starting. There's another class. It's called the Bumblebee.
Yeah.
So basically, everyone that's starting, they can start off in this Bumblebee, which based pretty much you get time on the track. They kind of coach you when you're out there before you even start racing. We had two last night. Colt Seipelt and Lacey Capella were out there, you know, and it's basically get their feet wet, get them understanding what to do before you just throw them in with a group and start racing. Basically, it's like, you know, you doing laps, and then a lot of times Nick Novak's on the radio and coaching them as they're driving.
Oh, it's so adorable. I've listened to Nick during that.
So it must not be
time.
A high speed car.
You're working on getting them up to speed.
Yeah.
Well, it's basically the same race car. I mean,
yeah,
Lacey's in one of Charlie Gay's old car. That's
it's a junior
Charlie
dwarf,
Gay's
right?
old car.
Oh.
It's a. Yeah, it's a mini dwarf.
Sorry. That's it. Yeah.
Mini dwarf, and there's not much difference between a sportsman and a master other than the racing experience. 2 years or less, you're in a sportsman. 2 years or more, you're in a master kind of thing. So, and then from there, you go into the junior sprint.
They even mentioned the Bumblebee on the My Race Pass.
Did they really?
Yeah, where you can see all the results and the drivers, etc.
How cool is that?
They're even included on that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it, because I got a printout of it for my reports for my finishing results.
Fantastic. All right, folks, two more weeks. Come on
check
out.
On the web.
Weather will be
check
fine.
Out on the web.
Yeah, it'll be on the web.
No, check us out on the Brona Speedway.
Yeah.
Follow Brona Speedway or on Facebook, social media, Brona Speedway.
BronaSpeedway.com.
Yep, sounds good.
All right.
Thank
All right,
you,
buddy.
Dude.
Take care. Go gargle, and we'll talk
Enjoy
to you in 2 weeks. Thanks,
Enjoy
buddy.
It.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got Stan Sexton. He's calling in from Paris Auto Speedway, and he's got Young Guns news that's going to be fantastic, I think. Anytime Stan is involved, he does Sprint Car Chassis Company. You know, when Stan puts a chassis together, it's going to win. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. It's a track that if you haven't been to, you need to put it on your bucket list. Yeah, it's all dirt. 18700 Lake Paris Boulevard, or road, actually, in Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Stay on top of the schedule. They have Night of Destruction. They have sprint cars. They have it all, and we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Stan Sexton. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Hey, how's the Sprint Car Chassis Company doing?
Pretty good. I actually stopped what I was doing right now to come call you guys.
Aren't you supposed to be running to Texas or something tomorrow?
No.
No, that's not him.
No, not different. Myself. No. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not
myself. We're gearing up for Paris next weekend with the 410s, the USAC CRA series that we're following.
How many cars are you prepping?
Right now, just my sons right now.
Okay.
AJ Bender, he just got back from Texas running the USAC Nationals. And then our newest driver, Mark Henry, he's geared up and ready to go.
How'd AJ do?
AJ, he unfortunately didn't qualify for any of the A mains, unfortunately. He was like bridesmaid. I mean, just out one spot. But,
he's capable.
He's capable, definitely.
But you know, I bet he didn't stop smiling.
I know, right?
$20 He didn't stop smiling.
Great attitude. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was great for the chassis, you know, out on TV.
Yeah,
Unfortunately, didn't quite get where we needed to be.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well,
you referred to some other drivers as your sons. You didn't say the name. Would you like to get the name out there?
My son Shane Sexton. Yes.
What did I say? Sugar. What is his
what's
name
his
now?
Sugar.
California Cowboy. I'm seeing all these names.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, there's Ron Lindgren, who's the announcer up in Northern California, Petaluma Speedway, a good friend of mine. He's after Shane's last crash he just had. That was pretty devastating. They called him the Space Cowboy.
I
cleared
sent it to you.
The billboards.
It was terrible.
And then, Scott Delosio, he just, I don't know where the sugar came from, but it's been awesome, you know, and you know, that's what it's around the house. We always call him the golden child, you know, because he's had all of his steering wheels have been powder coated gold, you know.
I got a chuckle out of Paul. Child.
But it's not it's not sugar. It's sugar.
Sugar. Yeah, because we decided to make every one of his cars little pimp status, you know.
Oh,
it's all the bass boat metal flake and everything like that. As you know, our house car, we try to step it up for his.
That is so funny. That is so great.
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
It's never a dull moment around here.
Yeah. So business is good. People buying your chassis.
It's been a slow start, but you know, it's to be expected. You know, with the economy the way it is, you know. I'm kind of picking up the pieces, you know. The chassis themselves have been, they've actually been manufactured since 1990.
Mm.
So, you know, a company called TCR, and then that was till 2005. And then ITI took over for a little while up until 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And the Williams family with Victory Race Cars, they manufactured a limited amount. But, you know, they were just kind of focused on a niche market.
Me,
I'm trying to pick up, like I said, where they had left off and hopefully do a little bit more promoting and stuff like that. So that's how we landed here now.
So for people that are listening and maybe they're thinking about getting into that division, when they purchase a chassis from you outside of paying for the chassis, do you fit them to the chassis or is yours just like a spec chassis?
There are certain, like the seating positions and stuff like that can be, you know, accommodated right now. Luckily between the three guys that I have driving my chassis, they happen to be in the ballpark of the same region.
That's good.
Funny.
AJ kind of bumped his height up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, Mark, he runs his a little bit lower. And then now since Shane's last accident, he broke his back, in an accident. It was a pretty big flip, but we've added what's called a chasm safety system to his seating, and that's boosted him up about 3/4 to an inch taller. And,
how's he doing, by the way?
Really good. We were actually ready to do the last Paris race when I guess Hurricane Hillary came through. So, I used air quotes on that one.
Yes.
You know, but
saw him. But, I saw him stand.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. You know, just like my mom says, I got a face for radio. So.
Oh, now you laugh. Oh. I say it, and you give me
what. You're not allowed to say it, David.
Especially to girls. Boy, you should see it when I say that to a girl. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. No, that's it. I finally made it, Mom. So.
Were you going to tell us about Young Guns as well or not?
Yes.
That was actually the whole purpose of this. Was
We're not supposed to talk about him.
Sorry,
no.
Misredirect
that, absolutely,
here.
We can get back to any. We can do any of that. But most importantly, we're announcing right now. Actually, you guys are the first one to put it publicly.
Ooh.
Is we're Gas Chassis is sponsoring the Young Gun series for next year at Paris.
Wow.
The whole series.
The whole series. Wow. We're going to be giving away an entire chassis package, which is the chassis body, motor plates, two sets of Nerf bars and bumpers, radius rods, Heim kit, front axle, And we're going to be providing first place trophies for all these young guns.
Wow.
Because usually, you know, it's kind of funny. I was trying to think, you know, what kind of, you know, I'm not a gimmicky kind of guy. You know, if anything, I get accused of being black and white, you know, cut and dry. But, you know, I just wanted to, I've been watching these guys for a long time, you know, before we even got into these. And it was, you know, we see a lot of people running, you know, kind of hand-me-down stuff. You know, it's like their dad's hand-me-down or a car that's been in storage and stuff like that. You know, granted, there are some families that get into it that are well-funded.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just seeing these kids come up and, you know, with little to no experience and limited budget.
Yeah.
What better way to do it, you know?
Well, it would be so a bigger division if it wasn't as expensive to get into.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because you do have some younger kids that have got serious talent. You know what I mean? And
absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the things that we have, you know, is the other thing is, you know, and I understand why is they also, the young guns, they run for pride. It's
right.
No money involved, no winning, no trophy. Or I'm not sure if they're having trophies that are awarded. But, you know, there's no cash reward, you know, for that, you know, understandable, you know, it's like, I think it was mentioned before is, you know, it promotes kind of unethical sometimes, you know, if you got these guys, you know, that aren't points and, you know, or they are points, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's not always, you know, they're not tech, they're not, you know, this and that, you know, and so you want to see these people succeed, you know, so there's, you know, reward for this.
So, is your company going to support the Young Guns as far as the series itself? Maybe they have technical questions set up. Are you going to?
Absolutely.
Okay, so they're just not, here's your car, have fun, call me later.
No, absolutely not. You know, even like right now, you know, is any of the guys, you know, granted, it's only three of us right now, but anything, you know, Nerf bar's torn up, you know, it's there within a day.
Right.
You know, and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And,
you know. Do you know?
And
go ahead. Nope.
Go ahead. I was going to say is we've got, you know, a really strong backing because these cars have been, you know, the chassis have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been innovations and stuff that's been coming through, you know, like our bodies, for example, are among the most aerodynamic. And that comes from the Williams family, I believe, that had first had made the molds because they come from a really huge drag racing background. So. They were really innovative with the streamlining of the bodies and stuff like that. And it's even been questioned is like the legality of them, you know, by pushing the envelope. But, you know, you can't progress if you don't have, you know, pushing the envelope.
I was talking to, I think it was Kelly's husband, who she's a drag racer out at Irwindale. And we were talking about rules and you know, the unfair advantage and stuff like that. And I told him, you know, motorsports is just about the only division or the only sport that you can cheat and end up being promoted as the top tech person of that division. You know, right? Well, it's true because NASCAR, I mean, look at Ray Everham. I use him as an example. Nobody pushed the envelope more than that guy. And NASCAR finally said, enough is enough. You need to be in charge of tech. Because you know where to find the little tricks.
I thought you were going to say, instead of calling him a cheater, you call him an innovator.
Well, and that's what they did. And Petty used to call that the unfair advantage. And,
right.
Yeah.
That was one of the things like we had talked about, like when Shane had first started out, was out at Barona Speedway. You know, he raced the little mini dwarfs and... God, we would sit and just go over the rule book and over the rule book and everything like that. We joked. It's like, we ought to paint everyone in your cars dark gray because that's just where we're at. You know, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
You know, they say racers really race the rule book, you know.
True.
But, you know, that's the last thing I'd want is anybody, you know, to win a you know, not by the true fashion.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got my email, right?
No, I'm sorry, I haven't. Okay. I've been working in the garage, and I've seriously...
You and I haven't hooked up?
8 this morning.
We haven't hooked up with my email? Because what I would like to do is, once you get a car already complete with your chassis, I'm more than happy to have you come down, drag it down to KUSI TV, and just do a segment on the chassis. Because if we can get more and more young kids involved in the Young Gun series, then because that's the feeder program. And that's once you get him in there, you know, like Mr. Carty over here, 12 years old, wins 48 races in his career. I don't know. He must have won a few before he was born. I don't know how he pulled that off. But once you get him hooked, you know, the Rayborns of the world, you know. But the problem is I've always had with the Young Gun series, you only ended up with one, two, maybe three cars. And I think it needs to be a series of a minimum of eight, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it would be great to see the turnout, you know, increasing. And that's what I'm hoping to do also with putting a bigger prize out there.
Right. Have you got a pencil? You got a pencil in front of you?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, it's Stall, STALLD.
Okay.
At Cox, COX, .net. Uh-huh. Don't tell anybody. Okay.
Cause, you know,
we don't want anybody to know that.
And your social security number is?
No, I can't get it. I don't have one. But seriously, if you send me an email, let me look. I mean, once you get something together, and you know, like I said, because... Then once we do it, I'll send you a copy of the video, and then you can use it to put it on social media, promote it, send it to people to have, maybe somebody will throw some money at you from an advertising. Heck, I think Inland Rigging would probably more than happy to do it. He does everything else.
Right?
Yeah, I guess we just missed having Brody running our chassis, I guess.
Oh. And,
you know, we just missed it. You know, it was one of those things. It's like I was really pressing to get these chassis out in time.
Well, hey, next season.
I get it. You know, I'm a small timer, but we're trying to make it happen.
Next season.
You know? Yeah, absolutely.
Tell Brody you talked to Brittany and Dave. And they said you have to run my chassis at least one season.
Right. You know, it's been nice because we've had, you know, in the past, like we've had Jake Swanson,
right.
Corey Cruzman,
wow.
David Carty,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Those are, you know, some awesome names, you know. Yeah. But going back to the Young Gun series is like we've had like Logan Williams, Trent Williams. These are all former mm-hmm. champions.
Yep, yep.
I'm sure you know Courtney Crone now.
Oh, yeah.
IMSA.
Yeah.
You know, she's, and then Eddie Tafoya Jr.
See?
You know, USAC National. He's a regular on the circuit there.
Yeah.
You know, and right now, Stevie Rogers, you know, she's the current champion.
Perfect.
And, you know, it's just been great seeing these young people coming up. And, you know, even now, they're forced to be reckoned with.
Hey, once you get old like me, see, then you got to start giving back. Hey, give your website out for the chassis company.
Right now, we don't even have one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got to get you a PR guy.
It is on my list. It is on my list.
You can find him on Facebook.
Is he on Facebook?
You can find him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Stan.
And,
oh, we got to go. We got to take a break, but good talking to you. Send me an email. Let's see if we can't get that little company of yours to where it's driving you crazy and you got too much to do.
That's what I'm really hoping to do.
I can do that.
He's already crazy.
Great.
I know. Oh, he's already crazy. Okay.
Good talking with you for quite a few years.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you, and we will talk to you down the road.
Take
care. Yes, have a great night.
All right. Hey, folks, don't touch that dial. We got a lady that goes straight more times than not in the baddest Camaro you ever seen. Right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM
1178. The answer.
Folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, where the show's always better off air than on. It's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. The guys over there, they do circle track straight cars and, everyday city cars. CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. Call them at 619-444-7170, but don't do it for the next 2 weeks. They're in Greece. So things must be going well.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, she's been waiting patiently. Kelly Anderson.
Lady.
We have the racing school teacher.
Yes.
And now we have the racing grandmother.
And we have the racing school boy.
Why would we just call him a baby? He's 12 years old.
Right. No, because he's a teenager within the year.
I cannot wait to see that car. But anyway, let's get with Kelly. Now, Kelly is a very young lady that got into racing rather late.
But nothing wrong with that. Amen. Give
That's
me
right.
That.
That's right, baby.
So with that being said, I understand why Brittany did it because she's a school teacher.
An outlet.
Yeah, it was a stressor. I mean, she'll come into this room so stressed, I could thump her on her forehead and she'd shatter like crystal. By the time she leaves, she's yelling at me because she doesn't have enough, more time. She wants more time.
I'm laughing and hit my head on the microphone.
What was your motivation?
You know, I really had never had a hobby or a passion or anything. I became a health coach, started feeling good. My husband was going spectating. I went out and spectated and I was like, I could totally do this.
Yeah, they're only going straight.
Yeah. So I fell in love. I went my first night on the track. I got a perfect reaction time. The fans, like, I just fell in love with the whole scene.
Right. Is this scene in Irwindale? I'm redirecting us. Is that,
was it at Irwindale?
That was all at Irwindale. Oh, absolutely. Right. Irwindale. Love my home track.
So, okay, absolutely, so that is your home track.
Yes.
Is that the only one you've ever raced on?
No, we've raced at Barona, Bakersfield, Fontana when it was open. We've hit a few. But definitely Irwindale's our home track. And I thought about something you had asked me about the races. They have the bracket racing, mm-hmm. summit racing.
Right.
I just don't do that right now.
Not now.
So they do have it. It's like once a month for about nine months out of the season.
So why are you not in it?
Go ahead.
Well, she likes to go fast, fast, fast. And when you bracket race,
you
bumper.
You bumper race. Yeah.
So
yeah.
The couple of times she has done it, she slowed down to try to just barely beat this person and wound up losing.
Yeah.
And just take as soon as that happened, just take a spark plug wire off.
Yeah.
No more. Yeah. It's pedal to the metal all the time with this lady.
With
and that's
wheels.
All you're really doing it for. You're not doing it to win a trophy. You're mainly doing it to have as much fun as you can have.
Oh, absolutely.
In 6 seconds.
Time is limited. You know what? I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. I want to just go as fast as I can, making up for lost time. I wish I would have started young, but I didn't. And so I'm going to make the most out of these last years of my life.
I didn't get into radio and TV till I was 50. So
same with me, racing, 51.
Yeah. So we're in a group here that, except for this little peanut.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I met them Thursday night, and Friday I went out to the track to go see Holly, one of the racing girls, and I became a huge fan of this boy.
Oh, right?
I love it. And the family. Yeah. Love that.
Well, and that's now you've learned, that's what motorsports is all about.
Absolutely.
It's about family.
Yep.
Whether you're on the track or off the track, everybody will help you get from point. Now, you've got... Like I said, Irwindale, everybody needs to go to IrwindaleSpeedway.com. Yes. Check the schedule. See what's going on. Support this track because I'm telling you right now, once it's gone, it's gone.
So I hear it's easy to get to, right, Paul? Paul, you may I just assume you drive Kelly and Stacy?
Who's I'm Stacy? The delivery guy.
Yes.
Kelly's husband.
Yeah, I'm known as Kelly's husband.
Listeners, when I walked up, I go, Paul, right? And he's all Kelly's husband.
Yeah.
I go, Paul, right? He goes, yes, but everyone knows me.
Yeah, so literally you can see the Irwindale Race Speedway sign from the 605 freeway.
All right.
And
all
it's just south of the 210, just north of the 10. Major freeways, right off the freeway, Live Oak exit. And it's super easy to get to, super easy to get in. It's $40. And run what you brung.
So I've been to NHR stuff, and you can walk right into the pits at Irwindale.
This one you can as well. Yeah.
Oh, fun. Right.
Yeah, we have lots of kids come by. Little girls that watch her. She loves the fans. When she comes back from her run down the return road, it's right next to the fence where the fans are at.
Oh yeah.
And they applaud her, they love her. The women come over, the little kids come over. Yeah. We got Hot Wheels we pass out to little boys,
bracelets
we pass out to little girls.
On her car? Does Stacy have a horn?
She has something special. Listen to this.
What does Stacy have that's special?
Do you have a horn on the car?
Oh, no, but the fans love when you rev it. So they'll make motion, like, do it. And I'm like, fine. Womp, 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 womp. All the way down the return
road. And then you're out of gas when you get back to the pits. You got to fuel
always
back
make sure
up.
We have enough gas for that.
Well, that's her signature now.
Yeah, that's her signature. And
I didn't do it on purpose.
So every Thursday night is the test and tune.
Okay.
And it's a blast. I mean, by the time the night ends, there's probably about 100 cars out there.
Oh, how long
waiting.
Does this last?
It's from 5 to 10 at night.
Okay. Even with the time change?
Doesn't even
matter.
With the time change, doesn't
lights.
Matter.
Do they cut you off at 10?
There's plenty of lights. Yep. There's beautiful lights. They'd spend a lot of money on lights in the parking lot, actually. Yeah. It's
and
really a great venue.
And would we hear something as a spectator? Are they announcing your name? Or
are they
announcing anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have
no,
Bob,
they got a really
Bob,
good
Bob
sound.
Beck.
Yeah, Bob.
Yay.
Remember Bob?
Yes,
we had
Bob
him on the show.
Right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always say, Bob, thanks for making us famous, because he's like, okay, here's a Dodge, here's a this, here's a, here's Kelly Anderson coming up. She started racing in 2019. Gives him the whole rundown about me.
Well, it's awesome. What announcers are supposed to do.
I love it.
Yeah, because that's what gets the fans excited. That's what gets them, you know, as involved as well.
Can you hear it with your helmet on?
No.
Or? Oh, okay.
I can't hear anything, but I see the videos, and then I can hear it on the video. I'm like, oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, I know.
So along with the Thursday nights, there is the bracket racing, which is a Summit. So an NHRA fully approved. And the track is NHRA approved. And it's a member of the NHRA
Association. And it is an 8-mile track.
8-mile track. But they also have weekend events, whether it's motorcycle club, the little import vehicle clubs show up. Yep. Any
Volkswagen
event that happens, Volkswagens, trucks, any event that happens, they also include drag racing that day.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday and Sunday, even if you're just testing and tuning still, you can go down there and run.
And the public is allowed to.
Public's allowed. $40, run what you brung, $20 for admission. It's
$20 for admission.
It's only
$20
$40 is to run what you brung as many times as you can. I mean, that's why we fell in love with it. That was the beginning. And then it was the community, and then it was the cars. And
I'm having a flashback to Bailey, a good flashback to Bailey.
Yeah.
$40, and he got to run it and fall in love.
Oh, yeah. He did so good, too. He was adorable to watch. And he brought us back to when we started racing. Being in the staging lanes, hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, the community, like you said, that's why we created the gorgeous Irwindale Racing Ladies.
Right.
We wanted everyone to feel this joy that we found at the track.
Right. And you never know, they may get into a car.
Yeah.
So, did you race back in the day?
No, my father raced.
Sister's shaking his head. No,
so the time I was 7-8 years old, I started going with my dad to the old Irwindale Raceway.
Gotcha. Oh.
So he's one of the few guys that raced at the original Irwindale and then raced in this current Irwindale in the same car.
Gotcha.
But I would go and just watch as a kid.
All right, so but we got.
I have never driven a race car now.
Not even this. Not even the Camaro.
I just drive it in the parking lot a little bit, and that's it.
Pulled. You do.
And that's up on the trailer.
Up on the trailer.
No,
yeah.
I don't even drive it up on the trailer. No. I trailer along.
Sponsor time.
All right, let's do it.
First, we'll do you.
Okay, we're gonna do my husband Paul, Maria Link, my right hand gal Tony Thacker, my marketing mentor Martin Charles Racing, Reggie Humans, my tuner. MVP Auto, SoCal Nitrous and Race Fuel, Aeromotive Fuel Systems, Wilwood Disc Brakes, Total Cost Involved, Texas Speed and Performance, CP Carrillo Arias Pistons, Quality Powder Coating San Diego, Gearhead Solutions, Grand Tire Covina, G-Force Racing Gear, Harut Kenderian, Jaime Carrillo, and I'm a brand ambassador for Redline Ace and Girl Power Brand.
Got it, girl. She's all right. Ready.
Thank you, baby.
Now we got Charlie.
Of course, my mom and dad, Tim Huddleston with U-Race LA, Irwindale Speedway, Sunrise Ford, Sunrise Racing, Ryan Partridge, Ricky Schlick Racing, and last but not least, Bob Brancati.
You said Ricky Slick Racing?
Yeah. How cool is that?
I like that name.
Do you have a social media handle?
Yes, the Charlie Show 1. That's number 1 on Instagram.
And how about you?
Full Throttle Fabulous on Instagram.
All right.
That's me.
It's been a blast having you guys in. We'll definitely do it again. Yay. You just got to go through the boss.
Awesome.
Oh, right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. Yeah.